Aries, March 21 to April 19, Magic Realism Bot, is a Twitter account that generates ideas for new fairy tales. Since you will benefit from imagining your life as a fairy tale in the coming weeks, I'll offer you a few possibilities. 1. You marry a rainbow. The two of you have children, a daughter who can sing like a river and a son who is as gleeful as the wind. 2. You make friends with a raven that gives you savvy financial advice. 3. You invent a new kind of dancing. It involves crying and laughing while making holy prayer gestures toward your favorite star. 4. An angel and a lake monster join forces to help you dream up fun new adventures. 5. You discover a field of enchanted dandelions. They have the power to generate algorithms that reveal secrets about where to find wonders and marvels. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, on February 1, 1976. Singer Elvis Presley was partying with buddies at his home in Memphis, Tennessee. As the revelry grew, he got an impetuous longing for an 8,000-calorie sandwich made with French bread, peanut butter, blueberry preserves, and slabs of bacon. Since this delicacy was only available at a certain restaurant in Denver, Colorado, Elvis and his entourage spontaneously hopped onto his private jet and flew 900 miles to get there. In accordance with astrological omens, Taurus, I encourage you to summon an equally keen determination to obtain pleasurable treasures. Hopefully, though, they will be more important than a sandwich. The odds of you procuring necessary luxuries that heal and inspire are much higher than usual. Gemini, May 21 to June 20, Gemini writer Nikki Giovanni reminds us, it cannot be a mistake to have cared. It cannot be an error to have tried. It cannot be incorrect to have loved. In accordance with astrological omens, I ask you to embody Giovanni's attitude. Shed any worries that your caring and trying and loving have been blunders. Celebrate them, be proud of them, and promise yourself that you will keep caring and trying and loving. The coming weeks will be an excellent time to renew your commitment to your highest goodness. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. I was born near Amarillo, Texas, where the U.S. Department of Energy stores over 20,000 plutonium cores from old nuclear warheads. Perhaps that explains some of my brain's mutant qualities. I'm not normal. I'm odd and iconoclastic. On the other hand, I don't think my peculiarity makes me better than anyone. It's just who I am. I love millions of people who aren't as quirky as me, and I enjoy communicating with unweird people as much as I do with weirdos. Everything I just said is a preamble for my main message, Cancerian. The coming weeks will be prime time for you to give extra honor and credit to your personal eccentricities, even if they comprise a minor part of your personality. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, author Jennifer Huang testifies, poetry is what helps me remember that even in my fragments, I am whole. What about you, Leo? What reminds you, even in your fragments, that you are whole? Now is an excellent time to identify the people, animals, and influences that help you generate a sense of unity and completeness. Once you're clear about that, spend quality time doing what you can to nurture those healers. Maybe you can even help them feel more cohesion and harmony in themselves. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 2-2, Virgo journalist Sidney J. Harris described the three hardest tasks in the world. He said they weren't physical feats nor intellectual achievements, but moral acts. Here they are, 1. To return love for hate, 2. To include the excluded, 3. To say, I was wrong. I believe you will have a special talent for all three of these brave actions in the coming weeks, Virgo. Amazingly, you're also more likely than usual to be on the receiving end of those brave actions. Congratulations in advance. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. When he was young, Libran poet W.S. Merwin had a teacher who advised him, don't lose your arrogance yet. You can do that when you're older. Lose it too soon, and you may merely replace it with vanity. I think that counsel is wise for you to meditate on right now. Here's how I interpret it. Give honor and respect to your fine abilities. Salute and nurture your ripe talents. Talk to yourself realistically about the success you have accomplished. If you build up your appreciation for what is legitimately great about you, you won't be tempted to resort to false pride or self-absorbed egotism. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. In his absurdist play Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett offers us two characters, Vladimir and Estragon, who patiently wait for a white-bearded man named Godot. They're convinced he will provide them with profound help, perhaps even salvation. Alas, although they wait and wait and wait, Godot never arrives. Near the end, when they have abandoned hope, Vladimir says to Estragon, "We are not saints, but we have kept our appointment. My sense is that you Scorpios, like Vladimir and Estragon, may be close to giving up your own vigils. Please don't. I believe your personal equivalent to Godot will ultimately appear. Summon more patience." Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 2-1. Poet Charles Wright has testified, "First admire and revere and am awed by a good many writers. But Emily Dickinson is the only writer I've ever read who knows my name, whose work has influenced me at my heart's core, whose music is the music of songs I've listened to and remembered in my very body. In my astrological reckoning, now is an excellent time for you Sagittarians to identify artists and creators who provide you with similar exaltation. And if there are no Emily Dickinson-type influences in your life, find at least one. You need to be touched and transformed by sublime inspiration." Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19, "I've read and studied poetry for many years, but only recently discovered Capricorn poet Lizette Woodworth Reese, 1856-1935. How is it possible I missed her? Her contemporary, journalist H. L. Mencken, described her work as one of the imperishable glories of American literature. She received many other accolades while alive. But today, she is virtually unknown, and many of her books are out of print. In bringing her to your attention, I am announcing my prediction about you. Anything in your life that resembles Reese's reputation will change in the next 12 months. If you have until now not gotten the recognition or gratitude you deserve, at least some of it will arrive." Aquarius, January 20 Feb. 18. Author Sophia Dembeling defines a friend as a person who consoles you when you're feeling desperate and with whom you don't feel alone. A friend is someone whose life is interesting to you and who is interested in your life. Maybe most importantly, a friend must not be boring. What's your definition, Aquarius? Now is an excellent time to get clear about the qualities you want in a friend. It's also a favorable phase to seek out vital new friendships as you de-emphasize mediocre and overly demanding alliances. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. Do you or do you not wish to capitalize on the boost that's available? Are you or are you not going to claim and use the challenging gift that would complicate your life but also expedite your growth? Act soon, Pisces. If you don't, the potential dispensation may disappear. This is an excellent chance to prove you're not afraid of achieving more success and wielding more power. I hope you will summon the extra courage necessary to triumph over shyness and timidity. Please claim your rightful upgrade. Homework. What has been your favorite mistake in the past 10 months? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.